A chassid once gave the Baal HaTanya a very expensive silver tabakushka, a snuff box, very expensive, pure silver. And he gave it to the Baal HaTanya. And the Baal HaTanya said, I can't use it. What's the pshat? He was masbir. He said, there's only one ava of the guf that doesn't have any title whatsoever. And that's the ava of the nose. Why should I give my nose more titles? So basically the story goes that he broke off the lid of this tabak box and he used it as a mirror today to make sure that his tefillin shel roish were in the correct place. This maisa was told over to the Tzemach Tzedek, the einikul from the Baal HaTanya, and he said, I wasn't there b'shas maisa, I don't know all the details, oh, but one thing I do know, one thing is clear. My grandfather, the Baal HaTanya, would never have broken off the lid from the box. Maybe he unscrewed it, oh, but he did not break it off. Said my grandfather, the Baal HaTanya, never, ever broke anything in his entire life. Is the tzaddikin had a special place for possessions. And Beis Hashem, tonight we hope to go through the inyan Santi Inyanim of Baal Tashkes, the Issa Baal Tashkes, the Gabi Chateisim, the Gabi objects, also the Gabi foods, Beis Hashem, and to see that this place has a lot of interesting shayas that can come up on a daily basis. We'll start with the Makor. The Makor is a pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Parashat Shoftim, where the Torah gives a warning not to uproot fruit trees. Lo yishtashchis es eitza lindoya. Olav gaz. That's a pasuk over there. B'shasa mulchama is a tzivoy from the Torah that a person is not allowed to uproot a fruit tree. And this pesim is the warning that we have in the Torah. The tzivoy reiv rishonim, that even though we'll speak it out b'ez Hashem, that even though the Issa, the pasuk was that for talking about a tree that's on a tree, an elon that produces trees, or we'll see from Kama Rishonim that the Issa applies not only to trees, the Issa applies to kamat, everything that we have in the belt. What's the Tam? So the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tokum Chavtes tells us the Makar of the Mitzvah, and he says the Chinuch is Yadua. Yadua the Makar. So the Chinuch is to teach us that we have to love that which is good, that which is useful, and we have to cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and through that, of the chinuch, good will cling to us, and good will stay with us. As he states in the chinuch, and he says, if we do that, we're knowing to be careful, for all of these zachar will be protected from destruction, and protected from all sorts of ra. I am shom over there in the chinuch, as he's buzzed. Again, the lashon of the chinuch is mamish yadua, is a person today to cling to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to cling to all the things that the Ribbono Shel Olam made in the Gan Chavel, is a person that has to be careful to make sure that nothing gets ruined. The Alchik HaKadosh, ala parasha over there in parasha Shoftim, has a slightly different reason. He brings the Gemara in Bab Metzia. The Gemara in Bab Metzia says to Kiyodua that a well that a person drinks from, he shouldn't throw a stone into. As I state in the Gemara, as I state by Etzim, Chazal, many places. So the Alchik HaKadosh is the same thing over here. All of a sudden we need food, and when we don't need it, or anything else, we chuck it away. So the Alchik, it's the same thing. You don't throw away and act in a minig bizoyim in something that you often need and use yourself. When you're not interested anymore, you chuck it away. As Ozoi states in the Alshach HaKadosh, and the Kamanah Rebbe actually said that this is why that he tainted that in Shulchan Aruch, we cannot, don't find such a issa. You don't find it anywhere, Kamat, Ner Chaim, Yerideya, Chosh Mishmach, Fashonach. You find it in the Rambam in the Rav Shulchan Aruch, it talks about the Hilchos Shmiras HaGufa HaNefesh. Remember, there's two Seidim over there, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Al Kaponim. It's not mentioned so much in Shulchan Aruch. In the Rishonim, also not so much. Zot the Kamanah Rebbe Poshut. There are certain things that are Poshut. There are certain things that every normal Yid has to understand, that you don't take things that the Ribbono Shel Olam made that are raw, that are fitting to be used, to be eaten, and you chuck them away, as we state in the Kamanah Rebbe. Now, what does it apply to? Right, as we said, the pasuk is about the only talking, and this is a makor in the Torah for Baal Tashkes. The Torah is dafka talking about ilonos that produce fruit. If we write Rishonim, like we said, if even though the pasuk was dafka talking about peiros, about ilonos that produce fruits, is if we write Rishonim, the Issa Baal Tashkes applies to absolutely everything. As I state in Smag, the Smag, Leben Yeruchim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, Leben Yoyle, Tosus, and about three places, in Baba Kama, for example, Tadi Galap on the base, Baba Tzir, Lama Beis, Lama Aleph, Kedushin, Lama Beis, also, it's Kama for Kama places we find, that the Maisat, even though the Torah, in the Torah is talking about, that's the famous Ilanois, of it applies, Bal Tashkis, to absolutely everything. Now, what's the reason the Tosus reads, is Masber, then Baba Kama, Tadi Beis, that you see that the Torah wasn't makbid on the fruit by itself. As we state in Tosfos Shvit, that the Torah wasn't makbid on the fruit. The Torah was makbid on hashchosas of the domim of the fruit. As we state in Tosfos Shvit, in Kain. If that's the makor, if that's the sibah ta'isa, so we can understand, it's lav dafka talking about a tree, it's lav dafka talking about a fruit, it's talking about anything. As we state in Tosfos Shvit, about there will be enough gemina lekapi malchus, if you'll take to get malchus, on all the other things that are not an actual fruit tree. Other Rishonim are choluk on that mahalach, and they hold nine. The issa min haTorah of Bal Tashchis is dafka and only by peiros ilonos, by fruit trees. That's what the Torah was talking about. That's the hashosa that the Torah was makbid on. Remember, that's the doraisa. Shadvarim are only midrabbanon. As only the maisa, many Rishonim hold that taka pshat in the Rambam. They want to tell that the Rambam taka holds this way in Hilchos Malachim in Perek Vav, that the Rambam starts off and the Rambam loses a lashon. If you look in the Rambam, he starts off and he talks about ketzitzas ilon. So he says over there in halacha ches that about the that's the halacha of Bal Tashchis, and then he continues in halacha yud and he says v'loy ilonos b'vat el kol hamash b'kelim b'kareh b'godim. You know this from the Gemara, Kama Mekoymis, is over v'loy tashchis ve'ein loyka ela makas maritus midivrei. As the Maisi Yeshiva in the Rambam, if he come up, Gedolei Poskim, is the Rambam Dafka said that only a tree that produces food is Doraisa, of a Shadavorim is Pashtus, the Rabbanon, and as I pass from the Noda of Yehuda, the Teres Chaim, the Rashash, the Chayodom, the Imeyoshin, the Nachaleshkol, the Dev Mishon, the Shevina Roth. Now, the word is that Vacholik, the Radvaz, the Kesem Mishnah, held that in the Rambam was Nishtazoi, they held that even the Rambam held it was Doraisa, even on everything else. Okoponim, then there's no a grace of nafkamina over here. One of the nafkaminas, let's say, would be a shayla b'amir la'akum. Whether it's the rice or the rabbon, we go to nafkamina. Am I allowed to ask a guy to ruin something, to destroy something? Where's the nafkamina? All sorts of things. If I don't want to check it out, give it to the guy, let the Arabs, let the khina, let them take it out, let them destroy it. So where's the nafkamina, whether it's the rice or the rabbon, in amir la'akum, the gabi, this is something. What's the shay? The shay of ashkosa, the gabi, baltashkis. It's as follows. Rabbeinu Yonah Sharichuvin Shagimel says it has to be worth a shavah pruta. Anything less than a shavah pruta is not going to be nichlal in the issa of Bal Tashchis midarais. That's posh. Of a shteitin chinuch paket zug the chinuch mibal, that we said in the beginning that the ganze yisoid of the chinuch is in order to cling to that which is good, to cling to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and mimela good stays with us, and we get saved from all sorts of almost a shmira from ra. From Ashkosa, from all sorts of Zach, and the main is the Chinuch, the Derech Hasidim, the Anshe Maisa, will not be wasting Afilu Gargish Shel Chardel, as I state in Chinuch. As the Maisa, as I state in Chinuch, that a person should be Makkad Afilu in a Chanami, as the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that the Issa Be'etzim of Bal Tashchis only applies on the Shavah Pruta, or the Maisa, the Chinuch Abada, the Derech of Hasidim, the Anshe Maisa, is to be Machme, and not to be destroying anything. Afilu Garger Shel Chardel. Lom again Baita. Let's discuss the actual Surah Ha'issa. How do we over on the Issa of Bal Tashchis? So the Maisa, the Chazan Isha, the Rambam says Mufurish, that the Issa of Bal Tashchis is Dafke and Maisa the Yadayim. When a person does a Maisa the Yadayim, that's the Issa of Bal Tashchis. Oba, Zut the Chazan Isha, the Rambam. If a person does a Maisa of Hashchosa, a person does a Maisa Bal Tashchis, that's a Derech Gurama, he doesn't do a Maisa of destruction with his hand. He probably does nothing, and Mimela gets ruined, Mimela gets destroyed. Zut the Chazan Ish, in that case, that's not Lichel in Bal Tashchis, and there's no Issa Bechla in Bal Tashchis. Zut the Moshe, was a Moshe Gachub in Yerdei Chedek Beis, Simakufayim Dalit over there, Anaf Gimel. But Moshe writes over there, and he's writing a letter to the Milchat Yitzchok. And he writes there that the Torah only forbade destroying B'yadayim. The Torah was never mechayiv a person to save something from being destroyed. We never have to go out of our way to try. If I see something being destroyed, something being ruined, I'll spell tarkas. Maybe I have a chiyuv, but I have to go over there and check and save it. Zuk v'moishenai, because you see clear that the Torah was marked on a din of a ma'aser yadayim. Suppose when I'm not doing a ma'aser yadayim, I'm not nichlal in the issa of bal tashkis. Zuk v'minchasir. Zuk v'moidik yichidish. Zuk v'minchasir. Zuk v'minchasir. Zuk v'minchasir. You have some case like this. It's mainly gave to parents, right? Every parent knows. This is mamish poshet. Every parent knows. You tell the child, finish what's on your plate. Bal tashkis. Does that have any makor in halacha whatsoever? Is that, I mean, we have to be careful, right? Because everybody's going to go back to the parents and say, huh? There's no baltashkes over here. Obrzutim in chasitzkom. If you have a plate of food, and you just leave it, you don't finish the plate. Okay, Bob will have to explain how we check in the bin afterwards. Oh, but just to leave it on the plate is avada, no, issa baltashkes. Why? Because as we said, the issa baltashkes is always stated in chazanish, and they passed in the maisa of Moshe, and here's passed in chasitzkom, that the issa of baltashkes is a maisa of Yedai. A maisa glomer is mota. Mimeira. To leave the food on your plate, Baruch Hashem, the kids are not here right now. If to leave the food on your plate, is that your child? There's no problem of baltashkes in that case. Now, the mice is not muskam mekula al masachu mahaluk, because the Sifri on the pasuk of the Deir Tashkes, Shoftim says that if you stop the amas hamayim from coming towards the Elon, and the Mela through that, the Elon is obviously going to die, is the mice is the Sifri, the Oivan baltashkes. And that's claw, that's talking about a case of a grommer. So it's not muskim mekuli alma such a case that a grommer is mutter. Kaponim roi poiskim hold la halacha that grommer is mutter, but it's only a maisa shosa be a dying mamish, and everything else is not included in baltashkes. Sorry? We're going to get that. Bezer Hashem. Balt. Okay. But we're going back to the etzem you have a mefurish arayah. Arayah from Yaakov Avinu. Where's the arayah from Yaakov Avinu? The raya is that we know Shtetan Torah that Yaakov Avinu went back to get the Pachim Gitanim, and we know the Gemara in Chulin Tzadik Aleph is darshaning over there from the Pasuk Vayivotu Yaakov that the Maisa state over there in the Gemara that Yaakov had no chiyuv bechlal to go back. He had no chiyuv to go back. Yaakov went back. Stop! Means it's Chasidus, but the Rashash over there, the Gemara over there in Chulin Tzadik Aleph. Also, Ponim, Shtetan Fushim Chazal, that Yaakov was no chiyuv, was a Midas Chasidus, Tzadikim, as we know, Chavivim, Mamoinim, Bechulay, as the Maisa is too close in the Gemara. That there was no chiyuv to go back. Why was there no chiyuv to go back? Because was he doing a ma'isa al shchos of yadayim? He wasn't. He was leaving them there. Even there, it's not a problem about tashkis. About it, he went back to midas chasidus. Of a mi'ika hadin, as you see, klo, the ma'isa, there's no chiyuv for a person to stop things from being ruined. It's only when a person does a ma'isa of ruining actually be a dying state. They brought him there from the stipler, the Heidegger stipler, that he wouldn't give away, he wouldn't throw away a bent nail. You know, we have your nail, you know, you try to get things in the wall sometimes. You know, you bang the hammer a couple of times, the nail gets bent, and you try again, the nail gets bent, check it out, to the Chazon Ish Lohim. This nail is shayach to be straightened, right? If it's shayach to be straightened, I can throw it out. As the Tzadikim Avada had this Midas Chasidus, that they were makpid on every single zaf, not to throw it out. But upon him, the Ika Adin Lahalocha, there's no Issa of Baltashkis if it's not a Maisa Biyadai. Now there is a Shaila in the following cases that we're not going to mamish go into the detail. It's a Shaila of Hefka. Is there a deal of Baltashkis by Hefka? You find something, some of Hefka, you want to give it to kids to ruin, you yourself want to ruin it, you want to check it out, this, that, and the other. Big Shaila in the Gedolei Poskim, if Baltashkis applies in a case of Hefka. Of one thing is clear, by a chifetz of a goy, Vadai Baltashkis is in. It's Vadai Halacha Asa Gomu for a person to do a Maitash Asa of Baltashkis, even by a chifetz of a goy, as they passed in the Halacha the Maisa, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Shmiras Gut Vahanefesh, when he discussed the Halacha of Baltashkis, it stated over there Mufurish and Rav Shulchan Aruch that a Vadai chifetz of a goy is Nichla. Now, going again weiter. Something that's no to LS to a yid, no to LS to a human being, and this is going to be a very, very important hetz that we're going to come on to Be'ez Hashem Negabi food, is that the Yehuda brings kama rayas. We're not going to go into all the rayas. We bring rayas, mashmosh from the psukim, rayas from Chazal, from Gemaras, and kama makoyis. Zut the note of Yehuda, that if I have a chesed that is not going to be a to LS to any human being in the world, then the mighty Zut the note of Yehuda, there is no problem to be mashkasit. There's no problem about tashkis in something that will give no te'elet to a human being. And we'll see Be'ez Hashem that this heter is a tremendous, tremendous heter to one of the a lot of the practical cases that we do in our houses on a daily basis. Now again, Baito. What about Hashchosus Gufoy? Right, how can we be discussing chavetim, stamp, tables, chairs, pens, all sorts of things that people have in their houses on a daily thing? What about Baltashchis to Gufa? Right? Everybody knows Baltashchis to Gufa. Odis is as say. Is a person allowed to damage himself? Is a person allowed to damage himself? There's a tremendous machlokes tanoim in the Gemara Baba Kama Tzadik Aleph from the base. And the Gemara over there talks about if a person's allowed to choivel himself. Is a person allowed to damage his own guf? Is it mutter? Is it asa? The Rambam in Hilchos Choivel Lamazik Perikei says Mufurish, it's a vada asa for a person to damage his body bedafka. As I passed in the Rambam, the shayla in Achreinim is everybody's masking it's asa. The shayla is why, and this is a tremendous machlokes Achreinim. Is why is it asa for a person to damage himself? The Oruch Laneh in Nidu Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. And as I pass in the Binyan Siyan to Feres Yisrael, that they hold that the Rambam, and they hold that the Issa over here is Bal Hashkos. When a person is choivel himself, when a person damages himself, he's over the Issa Doraisa, Bal Hashkos. As I pass in the Halacha Doruch Haneh, the Binyan Yeshua, and obviously the Reb Nosson, says Nishna Zoy, he grinded that the Issa is the Nishmartim Ma'oid L'Nafshay Seichem, and maybe that's the Issa that you're over in that Nekuda. This is the Nafkamina. Where's the Nafkamina? I've been asked this before. Are you allowed to go paintballing? Paintballing? Right, the only Mustafa knows what paintballing is maybe some don't, maybe it's better that way. A good point, people go around, there's a field over there, and they have these sort of guns, and they shoot paint at each other. Baruch Hashem, I've never done it before, but I've heard that it mamish causes bruises, mamish blood, some with blood, some without blood. How much of a bruise, how long does the bruise, like different sheets is the mice in the bathroom, is exactly what goes on over there. I'll call upon him, slain again. Because I have shayach for different yeshivas, and often the shayach is, no, we'll make an incentive program, we'll take the oilam paintballing. So now shayach may be a mitzvah of aveira, I don't know. If you finish the masakta and then go paintballing, then they have its mutter. So the choyer is nechal and the shayach. It's nechal. If we hold, if we come up with gedoyli poisk, no, if I never chule, that the maisa, the issa of choyer atzmai, is an issa of balkashkis, so maybe I have a problem. I'm going to go around shooting. So obviously it's worse, right? Because knowing about the yeshivas is to go with the Ravain. Now with the girl with the Ravain, it's mamashi, it's the gomel, right? Because you're dealing with the rav. Now that's something else. The person's rabbi, we're not getting into that shayla. Of a kofon is tamazoi. A person that's allowed to be meichel, tell me no, they go in al dafke. About that, everybody knows when you go into paintballing, then about you're going to get hit. Everybody goes in thinking, not me. I'm not going to get hit, but tell anybody else is going to get hit. So maybe it's this tamazoi. Of a kofon in pastors, the meister, they're going in. They know they're going to get hit. What's the hetzer? So again, Avada, there's a hetzer for it, right? Maisa, we see that the Olim is not against the Olim, the Yeshiva, especially a lot of them do it. So the Maisa, there has to be a hetzer for that. Beis Hashem will explain the hetzer in a moment. Akoponim, another nafgumina la halacha in Gufa is poshut. You have parents, right? Kids come home at 9 of horror. They come home now, Baruch Hashem, from a Shabbos Kodesh. Mamash like a Simchas Torah. They come back with all the packets and all the sweets and all the zachen. So come out with that, Baruch Hashem. Oh, but the Maisa, I don't want my kids to have it, so I'm going to chuck it out. Right, I'm going to chuck it out. Or maybe I have a tzad to say, you know what, don't chuck it out. We'll give it to the kids slowly, slowly. Now, what's better? To chuck it out is Shaila Baltashkes. Or but to give it to the child, Kenzan is also going to be Baltashkes. Baltashkes, the group is on it. And the Meister Kenzan, I can be choosing the bin or the child. And now, if you do it slowly in a way that Meister is not be damaging the child, then about that's probably better than anything else. I'll upon him, what are the heterium for these things? So let's speak out some of the heterium. These two heterium that we're going to speak out, the Meister, are the heterium for a lot of things. And a lot of the things that we do in our houses of chucking out all sorts of things, the two basic heter are as follows. The first heter is what we call darga bekach. Darga bekach is like this. What is the heter? Let me ask the Olmaz. What is the heter? You have a plastic plate, a plastic fork, a plastic cup. What does the bell do when you finish with it? You chuck it in the bin. What's the heter? Is there any heter to take a kli, which is hashtus, a good kli? Nobody will argue. Right, and if you eat main course on it, the steak's all over the place, eschew ruined. Oh, but let's take a plastic cup, or a plastic fork. A plastic cup and a plastic fork does not get ruined when you use it with a glass of water. What is everybody do? Chuck it in the bin. What's the heter? Make a deser. It's a good cleaver. Okay, if Shaim Zatzal used to say, the Gabi Hilchos Mukza, Al Kaponim, he always used to say that the Maisa, we're rich, Horaya, we're chucking out a cleaver, which is like a Valdika cleaver. It's really Shimish Otfam, but Otfam, but Otfam. Elamai, because we're Shimim Scheinberg, who maybe we're chucking it out. Now, obviously, that has enough to mean in the Gabi Mukza. Because if it's a good cleaver, Scheinberg has a big cooler, and he ties it up, and you have a plastic cup in a bin, there's no Mukza. I think we're not going to use it anymore. Most places. Al Kaponim, I know this Mukza. Lamaisa, Rafizah, pashut. We have a gavaldik kli. I'm chucking it away. And what's the heta? The heta pashtus is darke bekach. The heta is that since the derech on the shimush of this zat is in order to throw it away, and paket, here's even better, because I'm using it al darke. The whole reason, the whole yisoid of a disposable kli is kidei that I could just chuck it out afterwards. I wanted to be bothered about washing it up. Mimeil, since this is the derech of the kli, and since it's my mahalach of my original das when I bought in using it, is in order to throw it away, the Rabbi said there's no issa. Why? Because that's the shimish of this kli. If the shimish of this kli is to be used and chucked away, then avada there's no issa of bal tashkis in that case. And a true adin, avdachku replace. I just gave an example of a true adin, for example, let's say even clothes. You have such a case where you have clothes that the best and the kids maybe go through them, you go through them, I'm not going to wear it anymore. My shayla is now, can I go along and chuck it in the bin? So if it's roi gans and avada, give it to a gemar, that's poshut. Oh, but if there's no gemar, I can't give it to a gemar, well, accept it, whatever the mix may be. Am I allowed to chuck it outside in a chanami? Lefizeh, something that won't be used by anybody else would be mutter. What's the makar? It's the mefusha toisvus pashtus. The Tosfos over there in Shabbos Kuf from Gimel Amud Aleph talks about throwing out Meichelei Behema. That's very different Tosfos. What's Tosfos talking about? Tosfos is talking about that have crumbs. Crumbs of bread, right? So again, after the Suda, also Galagabi Mukta. A Tosfos is saying, I'm allowed to take these crumbs all over the table and chuck them in the bin. Calls them Meichel Behema. Why are they Meichel Behema? They're not Esa. Meichel Behema is crumbs of bread. Zuk Tosfos Poshut. Because nobody's going to eat them. No human being can eat them. Right? Nobody collects the crumbs unless you want mamish to scud up our shivas. Everybody's busy with it. Al kaponim, most people don't eat the crumbs. The maisa, you're throwing it out. Maisa behema. Zuk taisus. Al kopi. There are animals around. And it's very wrong. You can give these crumbs to the animals and have a gavaldi good time. El amai. I'm allowed to throw it out. Why? Because nobody's going to eat it. I just animals. I'm not mochoyes to give it to the animals. El amai, you see cloth from taisus. That if something is the mahalach, again, that's part of the mahalach of crumbs, is if you chuck it out, everybody chucks out the things that are leftovers afterwards. And the mahalach of the previous toisters will have a big mockum to be makel on plastic plates, on the clothing, and all sorts of things that will not be omid for shimush anymore in the way it is like that. Now, the biggest heter in Baltashkes is the Tzielis. And this is going to help us for paintballing. This is going to help us for all the shaylas of Baltashkes that go on in a person's house, and also maybe even the gabi food. And that is as I say. Rabbi Yoina says that if a person damages something because he's angry, then avada, that's a problem. And it's over and about. Tashkas, now the person's angry. He takes a plastic, good, plastic unused cup and he crunches it. He's angry. He takes a plastic fork, smashes it in half. Rabbi Yoina, Shari Tshuva, avada, you are over on Baltash. That's poshut. Aber, we know there's a Gemara that tells us Mufush. The Gemara in Shabbos Kufayim and Beit says that if a person breaks kelim in his house kidei to make the olam, the mishpach of the family, scared of him, the Gemara says that's mutter. Right? This is Shayin the Rishonim. Is it talking about kelim that are dafka whole, kelim that are dafka not whole? I know Rishonim over there and the Gemara over there. I'll compromise. You see from the Gemara, if there's a toyeles in what you're breaking, a good toyeles obviously, then the mice is mutter. As I pass the mice in the Gemara, now Abada the Meiri comes along and come out other Rishonim the Achronim, the Meiri says, Kalah, that it's not right for anybody to do such a zach in his house, that's poshut. Al kaponim, the yisoy from the Gemara, we have, and we have the yisoy that if a person damages something, l'toyeles, then it's always, most times, gonna be mutter. Let's speak out some examples. For example, let's take one simple case. I have a toy, or I have a phone, or I have something, it's on its way out. So it's come up broken, not mamish broken, but it's broken in Gans and it's posh, there's no shayla baltashkes, right? Oh, but it's almost broken, it's on the way to be broken, I've got no usage for it, the chole, I give it to the kid, let them open it up, tear it into pieces, and eventually it will be totally not usable whatsoever. It's about 100% mutter, zoi shteit mefurish. Because again, they have a teyelis. What do the teyelis have? The kids have a teyelis for breaking it, for playing with it, that's about the teyelis. Who are they? Through the Shvus Yaakov, any hashkosa, any type of destroying act for medical or money purposes is mutter. Again, I'm not going to go through every example that fits into every heter. But for point, if you're doing a type of baltashkes kedei to have a monetary benefit or a medical benefit, is about a mokem to be medical. Who are they? The Mishnah Berurah tells us. This is Mamish Nedayima. Mishnah Berurah says that if a person breaks a cup, or breaks a glass, or breaks a plate under the chuppah, is a zeichel the chuppah, so the Mishavuot of the Seder Gomel, it's no shayla from Baltashkes, because they're doing it in the Tzorich, they're doing it in the Tzayelis. Hu adin the mishibur tzitzis. The Gemara b'etzem was like pachna mishibur mefush and the tzitzis is you can rip the tzitzis to take off the strings in order to put on new ones. The tzorich mitzvah bal tashkis will be mutter. So destroying will be mutter. Hu adin to burn something, firewood. Pashut he needs heat. He needs wood in order to cook. Mechulei is avada mokum for a person also. And avada this is pashut but sneers. For example, as we saw many years ago by the Shaitlach and all these Zachen, if women have Zachen that are not sneers, to burn these things, Abadah, there's no Shaila of Baal Tashkis in such a case. Rabbi Tzaburkitz once told me, if the house is getting clogged up, the house, do you do it? Especially in Eretz Yisrael, the Maisa, there's not so much space, you don't have a machsan, whatever. The Maisa, the house gets clogged up. The problem is, are you allowed to throw things out? Now, Abadah, again, if you give it to a Gemara, beautiful, give it to a Gemara, it's a Gemara mitzvah. But if you can't do that, or whatever it is, it's not going to happen. If it's clogging up your house, you're allowed to check it out. That's a Tayelis. I want my house to be, you know, free from all the other things that I'm not interested in being there. Even though the mice and the clean that I'm throwing out, it's a gavaldic clean. I'm a kopolin from doing it, the Tayelis is a bokim to be maker. Who I did? A humra. How many have like this? I have many people call me up with all these type chumas and maisa and machma on this and the shit over there. Ech maisnesh, all the viskazachan. Oba kuponi. You have people that are machma. And the machma that take up chumas and maisa on something, for example, that doesn't need it. Or who I did, right? You have people that call up with the shayla, but subhanallah, I got trafers, a gansa maisa, right? You're hinning, you're herring, muta, osa, gansa. It's muta, you can eat it. What do I normally hear? Would you eat it? That's what I normally hear. You know, if you would eat it, then it's okay. So normally I say, the same thing, I bring it to my house, I have no problem with it. It's mutter, it's mutter. Look at the guy's machmir. He doesn't want to eat it. He wants to chuck it in the bin. It's a shayla bal tashkis, a badanish. Why? If he's got a if it's a mokim, if there's no mokim, bachal to be machmir, shkoyah. No shayla is bachal. Or if there's a mokim to be machmir, then a badan. There's no shayla from bal tashkis in that case. As I passed in the aloch of mefush, in Shevet HaLevi, in Chayi Tessim, in Kuvchot, Chuvis Ben Hogis, Chaylik Aleph as well, that if a person is machmeh on any of these zachen, lutei eres for a good soyer, about the Zuk Mavazin and Shevet HaLevi, he's about a mokoy tiri meiko. Now, that's the Gabe objects. When we're going back to the Alochus Oichel, let's go to food. We didn't really discuss too much about food. Let's discuss now the Gabe Oichel. He's a ma'aser avada, as we said. If the roi b'shoinim, the issa of bal tashkis doesn't only apply to an elon; it also applies to any type of anything. Memela, food avada is included. So oichel is avada nechla on the issa of bal tashkis. Now, apart from the issa of bal tashkis by food, we have another issa which the Rambam brings down in what was brachos and perek zayin is bizoy oichlim. It's an issa de rabbonim. That a person is noig and minig bizoyin his food is a maisa. Not only is he over on bal tashkis, but also on bizoyin of oichin. Now, rather it's shy for a person to be over on the issa of bizoyin oichin. I feel if he's not over on bal tashkis, that's shy to be one even without the other. Now, here about it, we don't need to shove a pruta or food. It's enough for a person to have a kizayis. So let's come with the gemoris, and then we'll go back into bal tashkis. It's for example. The Gemara in Erevin, Samach Daladam and Beis. Erevin just had it in Daf Yoyi. Samach Daladam and Beis in Erevin, as well as the Gemara in Bat Metziah Chav Gimel, is Ein Oiv Mal Oichel, that if a person sees food, it's a Shayin HaMishayin, does he see it, or is he walking over it, it's a Shayin HaMishayin, or Kopon. A person is not to be over Al HaOichel. That means Poshet Pshat and Kamer HaMishayin. If you see food on the floor, you have a Chiv to pick it up. As we state over there in the Gemara. Now it's more verbal in the Gemara Klot. For example, the Gemara Metzia, we're not talking about pas. The Gemara is talking about some kind of tveida, figs, whatever it is. Of a sakapona, not pas. So the Maisim of Rav Chazal, that this issa of Ein Oiv Mal Oichel is not that pas. It's not in everything. Any type of food that's on the floor is a vada going to be shayach and nichlal into this issa. Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita passes that you don't have to pick it up to be yaitza. You can move it to the side. As long as people are not going to step on it, you don't just pick and move it to the side. As the Maisa Zug of Chaim Kanievsky, then you yaitza this halacha, you don't have to pick it up. But Velash of that cell wanted a taina, also a chiddush. He wanted to say, this issa, right, this is said in the Gemara, is only talking about something that you find food that's roi la'achila, roi b'ne'odom. If people would eat it in a zamatza, for example, if it's, I don't know, something that's sweet that's wrapped in a wrapper, oops, and most people would eat that sort of thing, right? Kids for sure. Mimela, that would be shayek de issa. Masha enke, when you have stam, a piece of I don't know, salad, a piece of bread, whatever it may be, it's almost on the floor, schmutzit, bad, everything like that. Do with an ashes that sell, in that case, the issa of ein oiv mal oichel does not apply, and maybe you've got no chiv. Again, someone if you machme, it's kedai always to put it to the side if you see it. Now, it's negeir by also by challah. Again, we'll get back to Baal Tashkis in one moment. If the gabei challah is very negeir, are you allowed to throw the challah on Shabbos Kodesh? So as we know, the Shulchan Aruch and Kufayin Aleph tells us, in the Kabbalah, we don't give the challah to every single person around the table. We pass it, we put it on the table, and they pick it up. I had a fellow recently that came to me, he's very upset. He went to somebody's house, they're busy throwing the challah all over the place. He cuts the challah, but the boss cuts the challah, where's it go, where's the Shulchan? And he's busy throwing the challah all over the place. So he says to me, there must be a heter. There's a guy who knew that. There must be something going on over here. So Baruch Hashem, we have the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer in Minhagim is a Moyer de Gazach. Zut the Ksav Sofer. He says, as I posh the Zach, forget this. The Ksav Sofer, the meaning was bedafka to throw the chal. As I state in Ksav Sofer, what's the pshat? Posh it. He says, the Shulchan is in his bear. The food I'm eating is kikazim. The men are doing zrika. From Bogen Zwicker, but I have to throw it. So steht im Hagi, Ksav, Seufer. Again, steht im Schufa noch nicht so so, aber Kofon ist dann, die hat das Aminik, es war da, am Mokoin, to be made. Now, a big shiner, and this is something that people, somebody said to me today, Mama, this is something by him which is in his house, a terrible stuff. What is the heter to throw away leftover food? Now after the shot, leftover kegel, the challah, the chulent, all sorts of things. Just chucking it in. What's the heter? Now, be'etzem, if it's not by la'achila, it's gone off, whatever, shkoyim. But we're talking about food that's mamash roi la'achila. What is the heter to throw out roi food of bal kashkes? It's a ma'isa al-zoi. Me'ikah ha'din, there is no heter. Me'ikah ha'din, if you're looking all of the, from all the sugyas in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, and what we pass in the halacha, to take food that is in gantzen roi, regular good piece of kegel, a good piece of challah, and to chuck it in the bin, above the me'ikah ha'din, there is no heter. Oh, but the miniga oilam is a vada to be made. The miniga oilam is that if you have food in your house that you don't need anymore and nobody's going to eat it, the miniga oilam is taka to throw it out. The shayla is, what is the minig soynachon? Is there any mocking to be soynachon? As we said, meikadin is a problem. So what are we soynachon? Is a ma'isa soy. That's my friend Baruch Hashem in the Rav Shulchan Aruch. Again, in Hilchos Shmuel, Kufa Nefesh, yes, there's two seifim on about tashkes. And the choyer from the Rav Shulchan Aruch over there, and also from the noted Yehuda that we mentioned originally, is as well. You have a heter. The heter, as we mentioned before, was that if no human being is going to have tri'eles from this thing, then there's no issa about tashkes. We made that. And the big rise from the psukim that the Pasuk was talking about a tree that people were going to eat the fruit. If nobody's going to eat the fruit, the time is 100% mutter to even destroy the fruit tree because no human being is going to be nana from it. So you should know Yehuda, the kamer rise that he brings. Al koponim was the gear to us. Is this right? Is we have a side over here that if something that no one is going to eat, there's no Sabbat Ashkes in Cain, if I have leftover truns in the pot, a few pieces of kegel, a few pieces of challah, whatever it may be. When it gets the shine of wrapping it up, but I'll upon it, regular food is lemaisa. If no one is going to eat it anymore, now if someone's going to eat it, then a mother. Or if no one in your house, you're not mechuyev to go twice to some gemach over there and give them all the leftovers of Shabbos. If it's not omer for anybody else, it's 100% the seder gomel. As I pass in the maisa of an ashiv zatzal, or if he is maisa, then he says about this roi for a person to be machmir maybe and cover it up. Or there are big machmirim that have to leave it, the dafka and all of that should go off. It shouldn't be roi and gamsin. Or but if it's disgusting, it's meals. The Haim, after the Suda, you have some leftovers from the plate, nobody's going to eat, nobody's going to touch such a thing, and the Kuli Alma, there's no shayla from Baltashkes, that's Mamash Mos, and the Mele, there's no shayla. But Kokonim, we have over here a heta for people to throw things out, if it's not Oymed and Gansen, for anybody to eat. Let me give a couple of examples, Megele Maisa, of Hesarism, of Baltashkes, Lagabe Achila. Rebelski Shlita, in Shaisen Chubas, the common McClamus, Rebelski writes that you have people that they take these cucumbers and they hollow out the inside of the cucumber and they fill it with egg or they fill it with a grain or all these sorts of things, some decoration, put on the plate, it's very gishmak. So Grabelski should not be done. Two reasons. Number one is Lemaitre, no, it's not the Derech HaOlim to do such a thing. If it was a Derech HaOlim, it was Kanzan, maybe it's death. Of a Zubabelzik, it's not a Derech HaOlim for a person to use a cucumber for such a thing. Number two, nobody eats the cucumber afterwards. The pressure gets wasted. The man is Zubabelzik, and the Issa Baltashkes, the person has to be careful. And the gay, very negay for the caterers. Where they do all these sorts of things out of all these wonderful things with the swans and the watermelons and the Baltic Azachan. Of a Dishask Shaila. It's a Shaila from Baltashkes. If it gets to her now, it's a Shaila of Baltashkes. Who are the Baiter? The Shulchan Aruch, the Mishabur, and Kufayin Beis. What happens if a person took a drink, he didn't make a bracha, he chas, it's in his mouth, he's got the coke in his mouth, he chas, oivai. I didn't make a bracha. What do I do now? So normally what we tend to do is poshut, maybe I have to swallow it, if it's nothing else, if it's mos, it depends on nafkamina, if it's a food, if it's an oichel, if it's a mashke, if it's mos or not, al kapalim. We tell him, if there's other liquid over there, then you should spit it out. If he's got other liquid, he can take other liquid and make a bracha. If he's got other liquid, maybe not. Or if he's got other liquid, took the mishabura, spit it out. Took the mishabura, there's no problem with hetzer oichel. Why? Because the maaseh is doing it for a good reason. He's doing it for a good reason, he's about to not over on baltashkes. Bread, stale bread, again, going back to our shayla of throwing things out, is the maaseh. Crumbs and pieces of bread that are under a kezayis, there's no shayla of the esem of a baltashkes. About you can't put it in a mokum, it's going to be noig, minig, vizoyin, or in such a state that there'll be so many crumbs that together there'll be a tziruf of a kezayis, this about the not. Or if you have pieces of challah that are bigger than a kezayis, then about you have to wrap it up before throwing it in the bin, no worse than anything else like trumas and maisa, v'chulei, in the maisa, that's what we know you to do, is to actually wrap it up and then put it in the bin. Now a few more other things, hechsher. Let's say you buy something, it's a hechsher. You bought something, then you have oh, it's not a hechsher that I eat, you call the rabbi, he says, no, we don't need such a thing, it's not injured hechsher. What do you do now? So most people think, no, check it out. No, about the not. A person should give it to somebody, you have to be careful with the either, who you give it to a component, to give it to somebody that eats it, is about what you should do, and not check it out to shayla from baltashkes. Weiter, a person eats cheese, milk, you have a tea, you have a piece of chocolate, and then you sit down to lunch with a schnitzel, right, a piece of meat, let's make it a kuliyama. Right, as we know, Shulchan Aruch Kufush in your day is from the pay test. See, basically, you have to do kinuach v'adacha, right? You have to do kinuach v'adacha. Zut the bishchei shuva. When you do hadacha, the hainu, you're using liquid to get rid of the particles of cheese and milk of the coffee from the chocolate, whatever. As a mice, if you use liquid, you be careful not to spit it out. Zut the bishchei shuva. Why? Poshet shaila baltashkes. Poshet shaila baltashkes. Weiter, what happens if you have a fruit that the maaseh is infested? You open up the fruit, oh, you provide the chazaka, or you see klaz, or you can't be bothered to wash it, for example. You know, they bring home, for example, strawberries. I'm not touching strawberries, bechalal, unless you're going to peel it. No idea. You want to check it out? It's about the seder. Again, if you can't be, it's a big tilcha to check it. Or if it's infested, to take out every single is the insect, it's mamish not shayach. It's about it, there's a mock going to say, to throw it out will not be over on baltashkes in that case. Weiter. To leave a piece of food at the end of the Suda, or Zoycha many years, Baruch Hashem and Torah, to sit next to Rav Yosef Stern, Shlita, the Rebbe from Nosson Svi, talking about Nosson Svi Finkel, Mamish, a lot of his Torah, talking his Chosin lessons, but that's for a different time. Al Chopanim, he was a Mamish Shikam Bukubba, he's over there in Meishorim, he was a brother from Moshe Aaron Stern's Atzal. The Kitzer, he told me, my brother Al Kippi Kabbalah, he never looked at anybody's face, he was very into Kabbalah. He might say, about the Shlita, you're meant to leave a little bit of food. Today, the Abali must bring it down. He said, leave a little bit of food at the end. So I once said to him, Zabara, I said, maybe over Baltashkes. He said, no, you're doing it with Te'eres. Again, you see, you're safe. When you're doing Baltashkes with Te'eres, it's B'Sei the Gomel. Weiter, two more alochas. Is the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shincha Festiv Lamedes? Is the alocha is Azoi? It's also for a person to make himself vomit, to make himself sick, to put your fingers down the throat, today to get the sick to come out. Is that another also? Zay Shaitin Shulchan Aruch. Why? Into something else. So the Mishabruch, Baltashkes, you're even Baltashkes, the food's coming out, maybe you can eat more. El Shigiyah, the mice is the Shayat from Baltashkes. About if a person's in pain, so about you can do it even on Shabbos Kodesh. But Kaponim without pain, without a Shayat from before, is about a person should be careful not to do such a thing as Baltashkes. The last thing is, when the Shai points this out, the Oznidru brings it down to Alofa in Chen Tef. He says you have people, when it comes to the Nevis of Shabbos, the Heidegger Shabbos Nevis, is they add tons of oil. And it goes way into the night, sometimes even by the next morning, by Shachas, it's still burning. There's no Inyan, unless you think there's an Inyan, right? Christ is, the Sosra, 36 candles, no idea. And for if there's no Inyan Bechla to do such a thing, then Avada Nevada, it passes you over on Baltashkes, as I state in the Ben Ishchai, as I paskin, the Oznidru Lemaisa. The original Rebbe, when he was about to make it to Shidduch, with one of the kids, I think it was the women, I'm not sure who it was, one of the other Rebbes. So one of the original Rebbes he made, Shidduch, one of the other Rebbes, so he sat down right before the Tanoim, and he said, our minig is that right before we make a Shidduch, is we go down with all of the Yichus from all Mamash, the Goyse Tzadikim, the Rebbes. So the original Rebbe started mentioning all the Mamash, the Goyse Rebbes, and the Goyse Tzadikim that came from his Mishpacha, one after the other. Okay, right, it was the other Rebbe, I'm not sure it was right now, the other Rebbe's turn. And he stood and he said, listen, he said, my father, my mother, they were nifta when I was mamish 10 years old. I came up, didn't even know them, b'chlal, can't tell you the godless of how they were and what they did, b'chulei. But one thing I can tell you, they were elach yidin. And when I was 11 years old, they took me up to a tailor, in order to make a bit of money. And for 5 years I was at this tailor. And I was always careful, he said, to fix old things and never to ruin something new. The Visionary Rebbe said, that's enough. That's good enough, yechas, to me. Someone that's careful on chatetim, someone's careful on other people's things, on his own things as well, is a vada, that's already enough yechas on his own. Of a vada, stating all the svarim, that the biggest baltashris is a vada's man. As a vada's man, as they state lemaisa, the yid once went to Rabbi Yaakov Emden to get a bracha, he's waiting in line over there, and he sees the shamash over there, waiting by the door, and all of a sudden the shamash gets up, looks at his watch, it's 12:45. So it's back down again. Looks at his watch, yeah, it's 12:45, like what's going on? 15 minutes later, the shamash gets up, it's 1:00. Look, something's up. 15 minutes later, it's 1:50. What's going on with it? What are you doing? I'm dancing the time. He said, the Rebbe asked me to do this. Why? Push it. He said, because he wants to know that time is going by, and therefore there's nothing more important than the waste of time. Rosh Hashem, next week, I think, in Mitzvah Shem, the Shia will be on Sunday night.